under 3 weeks to go, as you've no doubt heard and no doubt know, until Election Day. And candidate forums during an election campaign are certainly nothing new, but a very unique one is taking place in Kalamazoo today, as local youth will get together in a special forum, and they'll get to meet many of the candidates running for public office here in Southwest Michigan. And joining us to talk about this, Matt Gillard is the CEO of Michigan's Children, with us here on WKZO this morning. Matt, how are you?
Pretty good. Thanks for having me, Ken.
Well, appreciate a chance to talk with you. This is a very unique opportunity and a very important one for kids. Why is it important for kids to have an opportunity like this?
Well, we think it's very important for kids and for the candidates as well. So at Michigan's Children, we advocate on behalf of kids and families of all ages with elected officials. And we think it's critically important that decision makers and policymakers, elected officials, hear directly from young people about the issues that they're facing in their everyday lives, so that they can make better informed decisions and prioritize some of these issues. So we do this throughout the year at a number of events. In the last few election cycles, we've also included the candidates in that. And we've had a lot of fun running youth-led candidate forums. We've done, I think, at least the last three election cycles in the Kalamazoo area, where we partner with a local youth organization, and they run a typical candidate forum, much like you'd see at your local League of Women Voters or maybe library or other things. The only difference is it's the young people completely running the event and asking the questions, and that creates a different dynamic, but we think an important one for the candidates to face.
And this will take place this afternoon between 4 and 5:30. And as just about everything is these days, this will be a virtual event. Matt, how will this work?
So, I mean, yeah, you're right. Obviously, with the pandemic, we're having to switch these to virtual events, where in the past we've done them in person. But essentially, it'll work like you'd expect, with a Zoom format, and or I think it's a Google Meets format, but a virtual format, where there'll be a young person moderating, explaining, introducing the candidates, and giving the candidates a real brief time to introduce themselves. And then there'll be a series of questions asked by different youth from the Kalamazoo area around issues that they want to hear the candidates talk about. We've invited all the candidates from the 6th Congressional District, as well as the 60th and 61st State House districts.
Well, you've had a very good response, obviously, from the political community here to be part of this event.
Yes, we have, which is typical. At first, some of the candidates are a little bit apprehensive and wondering what it is that we're doing. But I'll tell you this, in the past, almost to a candidate across the state, we've had candidates say this was the most fun and most interesting forum that they've been a part of when we've done these. Kids bring a different angle to these. It's not as much of a gotcha political feeling to it. It's more sincere and earnest questions from young people about issues they're facing, and it's oftentimes issues that these candidates don't get asked about, and gives them something to think about as they're contemplating serving in office if they do win.
Matt Gillard is with the CEO of Michigan's Children, talking about the special forum for young people to quiz some of our local political candidates during this election season. And not only will they get to ask questions about the issues of the day, but I think, Matt, they may raise a few issues of their own, because I think a lot of times we forget how children have been impacted, not only by the coronavirus and in many ways in their schooling and the like, but how young people are impacted by some of the issues that the big kids have to deal with.
Absolutely. And so you're likely to hear, for instance, in today's forum, issue about access to mental health services, access to other services that may have typically been provided when school was in person or before the pandemic in a more of a school setting, and some of the concerns that kids are having about that. I know a number of the kids today are going to be interested in after-school programming. Some of them have access to some great after-school programs in the Kalamazoo area, but they want to see that expanded and more opportunities. There's also some juvenile justice issues. Clearly, that's been a significant issue in the Kalamazoo region of late, and I know that there's some real concern among some of the young people about wanting to know these candidates' stance on some juvenile justice issues as well.
And the candidates will talk with the students later today. And is it true that afterwards the kids will actually get to cast votes?
Well, yes. So that's that. We do that often with some of these groups where we'll set up a kind of proxy voting effort after they hear get a chance to hear the candidates, and then that, you know, gives them an opportunity to really express who they thought resonated with them on some of the issues that they care about.
Well, it's a very unique opportunity, a very special one for the kids who will participate in this, and it's coming up from 4 until 5:30 this afternoon, and it'll be on Google Meets. It's a special youth organization-sponsored youth forum where young people get a chance to quiz some of the candidates for the major political offices that'll be up for grabs in the November 3rd election. Matt Gillard, the CEO of Michigan's Children, has been with us on WKZO. Michiganschildren.org on the web for more information on that organization. And Matt, thanks so much for sharing some information about this event for us today.
Thank you for having me, and thanks for your interest.
Our pleasure. Kalamazoo Mornings with Ken Lanphier on 590 and 106.9 FM WKZO.